What long-term impact does the mayor have on the city of Buffalo? The legacies of mayors Edgar Jewett, Grover Cleveland, Chester Kowal, Louis Furman, for the most part, are largely forgotten. But a decision made in the 1970s by then-mayor Stanley Mikowski continues to benefit the city to this day. While many recall how the freak ferocity of the blizzard of 77 crippled Mikowski's city for weeks, he did have the wisdom to sit down and listen when a young UB professor named Saul Elkin came to his office with an idea.
He gave me a date to come in and see him, and when I came, his parks commissioner was there, a couple of other guys, I'm not sure who they were, aides. I told him what I had in mind, that I had in mind a Shakespeare festival like the one in Central Park, which he knew about. He said, okay. Can't give you any money, he said.
That modest, low-risk investment of public resources has produced a beloved cultural institution, Shakespeare in Delaware Park. Now in its 38th season, thousands arrive at a Delaware Park hillside on summer nights to embrace Shakespeare.
I mean, there is a reason why these plays continue to be done, these 400-year-old plays. A lot of it has to do with the quality of the writing, and a lot of it has to do with the quality of the human psychology behind the writing. Somebody said Shakespeare didn't read Freud, but Freud read Shakespeare. The purpose of theater, says Hamlet in the play, both then and now, is to hold the mirror up to nature, to be real. And I think that's what attracts audiences.
Those audiences were out in full force for the recent production of Hamlet, with a reported 3,000 overtaking the hillside for its final performance. Saul Elkin directed Hamlet, as he says, in a most traditional manner. But for Measure for Measure, he tapped Brian Kavanaugh to take the production in an entirely different direction.
In any case, the play is about a town in which the moral fiber is just pulled apart. And in the play, as Shakespeare wrote it, the Duke of Vienna determines that he will take a leave of absence, disguise himself, and move around in the town just to get a feel for what's going on. Brian, who's directing Measure for Measure, has moved it from Vienna to Vienna, Texas in the 19th century and turned it into a Western. And the Duke is now the sheriff of Vienna, Texas, who disguises himself and goes into the... very little had to be changed. And even doing the play with a slight Texas twang works for the Shakespeare's poetry. It's interesting. It's fun. So now everybody is, in cowboy outfits with holsters and guns.
As much as Shakespeare has meant to park visitors over the last 38 summers, it may mean even more to Saul Elkin. At age 81, he also serves as artistic director of the Jewish Repertory Theater, setting a helpful example for those who accept that working into their 70s will be their only form of retirement.
My father was an immigrant and a factory worker, and he died at 56. He was a broken man at 56. And I think it has to do with the pleasure that your work gives you, which theater does for me, always has.
Right.
I really found a life in the theater here in Buffalo.
Buffalo has been home to few other voices that equal Saul Elkin's in strength, depth, and clarity. His phone still rings frequently from area and national studios seeking to record his sound for commercials and video games. Locally, he was heard for many years as the voice of Channel 29.
For a long time, I was the voice of Mighty Taco.
That's right.
That's right. I thought anonymous, apparently not for some people.
But it is Shakespeare in Delaware Park that is his greatest gift to the region. And he is quick to mention the patrons, co-workers, corporations, city and county officials who sustain the professional company and its nearly $400,000 annual budget. Talking Shakespeare for an hour with Saul Elkin is in itself a professional bonus. It's like talking music with an admired guitarist or hoops with a respected coach. It's edifying and entertaining. You wish he would have been your high school literature teacher, making Shakespeare more accessible.
I would just say be open to what happens on the stage. There is a story to be told. Focus on the story. If the language is an obstacle, focus on the actors. Focus on the story. Focus on the characters. And then the language becomes clear. I always feel people who enjoy the productions in the park never complain about the difficulty of the language. The because it becomes a secondary issue.
Right.
I mean, it's like hearing beautiful music. I mean, you don't have to be a musician.
Measure for Measure can be viewed Tuesday through Sunday at 7:30 p.m. until August 18th. Meanwhile, Saul Elkin will be busy getting ready for two more productions in 2014 and the 39th season of Shakespeare in Delaware Park. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.